So we are here again. In today's video, we are going to talk or learn about layout and how layout works in Qt. So before starting up layout, I'm going to turn on the designer. So I'm just going to create a main window. And here we are. So layout basically provides a powerful way of specifying the layout of the child widgets. Here the layout means, or we should say, layout helps for resizing of windows, like position of child widgets within any particular window or widget, and higher consistency throughout. So let's make a very simple example. Take one. I'm going to add two push buttons. And I need to add one text box, text edit, like this. Make it this size. Now see, this is basically the way we used to do the form designing in the previous videos. So if I change the size of the form now, oops, you can see the widgets are gone basically, just like this. So they are not changing the space or some anything, or the size or the position. So to help with this, we have something called layout. Let me delete all. Maybe I'll keep the push buttons. I'm going to add another push button. So basically there are three types of layouts. I'm going to select all the widgets I need to layout in a particular way, and right click layout, and these options, layout horizontally, vertically, and a grid. So if I lay them on horizontally, then you can see this red box came in on top of the three widgets. And if I select the red box and do like this, you can see they are moving the buttons equally, or you can say there is, when do, while doing resizing, the buttons are positioned properly. I can even have more buttons, select them, put them vertically, oops, layout vertically. So now I can move this thing, and you can see the buttons are moving properly and the layout is on vertical side. And the grid layout is something little bit different. It takes the space available to it totally and then divides it up to different rows and columns, and then put each widget according to the correct cell. So if the definition looks or sounds really scary, we can just try it out, like layout in grid. Here we are. So we basically had two widgets inside. One is this horizontal layout, another one is the vertical layout. So when I set the form to grid layout, it actually created two rows and put the two different layouts within to those two rows. So now if I change the size of the form, you can see how it resizes all the buttons. I can just press Ctrl R in the test, and now I can test how they will resize. So basically this is the way how you are going to use layouts. We'll see more examples of layouts in the future videos on the designer. See you up to then.